And Nun Aleph Amud Beis, about 13 lines from the top. Amar B'Yochanan, Rabban Gamliel Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Uben Azai, Rabbi Nechemia, Kulu Svir Lehu, Shemaimer, Kone, Kinyan Gamur. So we have a list of these Tanaim, which we're going to, that's the next little piece here, we're going to go through each one. And we're told that they each hold that a mimer is kone kinyan gamur. But we're going to see, as the Mefarshim point out, that it's lav dafka, that they're all kone exactly the same way. There's different, in some way, mimer is kone. But we're going to see the different ones, mimer is kone in different ways. We're going to see Beit Shammai is mamish kone midiraisa. Right? Mimer is mamish a kinyan deraisa, as if there's yibu. And whereas the other ones, they're only in the Rabbanan, and even the ones that are Rabbanan are only in certain situations, and so they're not all the same on the same level, but they all in some way have we see this idea that how a mimer is kohen a kinyan gamur. Okay, so let's start. First one is Rabban Gamliel, and that's Hadamran that we already saw. Says Rashi, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, our Rabban Gamliel from the Mishnah, that he said Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. So what do we see? Since the second Maimer is nothing, that tells us that Alma Chashiv Kama Lemikne Kol Koach Maimer. That the first one is Koach the whole, is Kona the whole Kinyan of the, right there. And that's why the second one is the nothing. So that we saw already. Next is Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai Ditnan. Shlosh achim, shnai mehem nesuim shtei achayos, ve'echad mufnas. We have three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters, and the third one is not married. Mufne. He could be married, but he's not married to any one of the sisters. Then, meis echad mi balei achayos, ve'asa ba maimer, a mufne maimer. So then, one of the brothers died, was married to one of the sisters, and the third brother that wasn't married, he then did mimer on the Yavama. V'achar kach meis achiv hasheni. And then the other brother was married to the other sister, died. And now the sister is falling to the third brother. So the third brother, again, did mimer on the first sister, and now the second sister is falling. So what's the din, says Beit Shammai, ishto imo? Means no problem. You can just keep the one he did mimer on with, and that's it. And then Valezu, the second one, now that's falling to him, Teitzei Mishu Machos Isha. So we see from here, Mamish Midiraisa, right? That since he did mimer on the first one, that's as if it's his wife 100%, and therefore he can keep her, even though now the second one falling to him, it's like he's married the first one, so Achos Isha, goodbye, no Kesher anymore, and she goes out. And without chalitza, and without nothing, and he can keep the one that he did mimer. So we see mamish, it's the mimer, if mamish like he did yimu. It's his wife 100%. See Rashi on that. Ishto imo dekanya b'mimer. Since the third brother that married the first sister, that was with mimer. That was it's a total kinyan. V'chinafla chosa lo ramya kamein. And when the sister now is falling, as if it's not no gantim anymore.
Either.
And the one that he made a mimer on is not aser to him because now she's the sister of his zukuka, because there's kilu no zukuka over here anymore since he did mimer on the first one. Rashi ve'halezu teitze, in the end the second one just goes out af mina chalitza, he doesn't have to do even chalitza, nothing. Halezu, Rashi says, it's kamo ha'aretz halezu ha'neshama pasuk nicheska. Okay. So that's Beit Shammai. That's the most stark, right? He's almost like Midoraisa. Okay, next we have Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, the Sanya, Amar Lahu, Rabbi Shimon, Lachachamim, Im Bias Rishon, Bia, then Bia Sheini, Eina Bia. Vim Bias Rishon, Eina Bia, then Bias Sheini, Nami, Eina Bia. Vaha Bias Ben Tesha, the Kamaimer Shavir Rabbanan, the Kamar Rabbi Shimon, Eina Bia. Okay. So there's obviously some background to this. We're only seeing half of the picture, Rabbi Shimon. So let's see Rashi explains it all. So Amar Lem Rabbi Shimon, what's this going on? Rabbi Shimon said to them, who's them? What are they holding? So this is, says Rashi, L'kaman b'perakei isha rabba. It's the cases as follows. We have Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad Habal Yavimto. Okay, so we have a boy who is just over 9 years old, and his brother died, and his wife falling to him for Yibum, and he has Bia with her. Right, Kilu does Yibum, he's 9 years old, but he does Yibum on the Yavama. The Chazar ba Achiv ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad Ale. And then he had another brother, another third brother. He was also over 9, and he also did followed and did Bia with that same Yavama also afterwards. So this is the says the Rabbanan Psula al Yado. So because of the second one now did Bia also. So now she becomes pasul to the first one. The Bias Venteisha Shanim Kemaimer Shavi. Why? Because the Rabbanan looked at Bia of a 9 year old as if it's has the same level, let's say, as Maimer. V'havele Maimer Achar Maimer. And therefore, if that's how we're supposed to look at it, as if there was Maimer on this Yavama and then Maimer again on this Yavama from the other brother. So it's like Maimer Achar Maimer, since both were 9 years old. So that's how you're supposed to look at it, as, according to the Rabbanan. And Umikadesh is Aflasheni, and therefore, since Maimer is Maimer Achar Maimer, so in the second one, the 9 year old had Bia, it's also Mikudesh, so she's Mikudesh to him also. Upasla Afal Alarishan, and then even, therefore, even on the first one, she becomes Pasol. Kirabanan Damer Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. Okay, so that's the background, that's Rabban over there. And then kicks in what we have. Amarlahu Rabbi Shim and Chachamim, and then he came back, answered back, and he said, I disagree with you. And Rabbi Shimon Omer lo pasla. The second one doesn't pasul to the first one necessarily. Amar lehem, let's continue Rashi. Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon im bias rishon bia, because he says if it's not so pasul. He says if the first one, the first 9 year old that right that had bia, it's considered a good bia. Rashi says kanye legamre. So then the bia cheni ain't a bia. Then the second one is nothing. You know, there's two possibilities we've seen with the Faral. So in Rabbi Shimon, it's either all or nothing. So on the side that it's all means the bia the first of the 9 year old is kona kinyan gamur, and therefore the second one is nothing. Why the bia bisman shehi betchila ein acharei klum, as we've seen before that if the first thing was done as bia, then that's like yibum, and anything after that is nothing. Ve'ena mikudesh l'sheni, then she's not mikudesh l'sheni ve'lo pasul harishon, and then when she does have relations with the sheni, doesn't pasul the first one. V'im, then Rashi though has a side question over here. V'im yishum dezinsa, the kaimalan bias, biyaso biya, ditnan ba'al achas mikola arayasha batora mesos al yado. So, you might say, wait a second, but what's going on over here? These two, but she had relations with the first brother, the 9 year old. Okay, fine. So let's say we say it's biya and she's kone. So then when she had relations with the second one, it's like an ashes ish. Right, having relations with somebody else. Okay. You'll tell me, nah, it's only a 9 year old, it's nothing. No, we see that if once he's a Roy Labia, he's 9 years old, then if let's say he has relations with an Ashish, so she gets killed. She gets chenek, whatever, she gets a death penalty if she lives with a 9 year old. Okay? So we see that the Bia is Mamish or Bia. So if that's the case, says Rashi, wait a second. So the first brother had Bia with her, and if the Bia is a good Bia, he's kona her. So that's his wife. So now when the second brother lives with her, he's living with an Ashes Ish. So how is it that an Ashes Ish, we know that she's usher to her husband, usher to the Boel and the Baal. So how is it that when the second brother lives with her, she's not possible to her to the first brother? It's like an Ashes Ish, right? That's Mizana. So he says, no. Filu hachi lo mitzra al baala. Here, in this case, she doesn't become usher to the first one. Why? So he says the kaimalan iksuba said ena isha neseres al baila el al iske kinui vestira. So this is a pella because so Tosa says there's got to be a tautz over here. He says it doesn't make sense. He says the only time a woman becomes after her husband is in the case of a sota. Well, but that's not true. I mean, we know a woman that's mizana becomes after her husband. You know, the only case of a sota becomes after her husband. So Tosa says it's a Tau Sofer, lower Pirshu Rashi Me'olam, so they can't be. They can't be what it says over here. And Tosa gives that another possibility that, you know, why in fact she's not Nasser. He says because maybe it was done Bishogeg over here, something like that. But you can't just say, you know, straight out that he's not Nasser. Why? Because it's only by Sota, that's not true. Okay, so let's get back to the issue at hand. So fine. So on the tzad that again that the first bia of the 9-year-old was a good bia. So then and there's nothing after that, and therefore the second one doesn't puzzle the first one. And it continues Rashi, can Mimer Shavira? And again, the 9-year-old bia is like Mimer. The Hachitani Beperaki Isha Asu bia spentesha can Mimer Begadol. Okay, that's how the Chachamim looked at it. The bia of a 9-year-old is like as if there was mimer by a gadol. V'kama, Rabbi Shimon, bia she'ini, eina bia. So what do we see? Alma mimer rishon, chashiv liknot kol koach ha-mimer. So therefore, again, he gave two tzadim. You know, he said it could be, it's nothing. But on the tzad that it is a good bia, right, then Rabbi Shimon said back to the Chachamim, then when the second one does it, it's nothing. Okay, and what are we talking about here? A 9-year-old's bia here, a 9-year-old bia. The Chachamim look at it like a mimer, and therefore we see that in a certain aspect, Rabbi Shimon also held that if it is a good bia, it's like a mimer bia, and nothing after that is good, and therefore we see that the mimer is kona in a certain respect. Kinyan gamur doesn't the dezain mimer achar mimer over here. Okay, next we have back to the Gemara Ben Azai. Benazai Datanya, Benazai Omer, Yesh Mimer Achar Mimer, Bishne Yavamim Yavama Achas, Vein Mimer Achar Mimer, Bishne Yavamas Yavam Achas. So he held that there is Mimer Achar Mimer, so the second Mimer does take effect, but that's in the case of there's two brothers and one Yavama, and they each did Mimer on her. Okay? So then the second one is Chal. But ein mimer, this is what concerns why we're bringing Rabbi Azai, but ein mimer achar mimer, excuse me, ein mimer achar mimer, b'shtei yavamas v'yavam achar. But it was only one yavam and two yavamas, two women falling to him, and he does one after the other mimer, the second mimer is nothing. And again, on that, we see that for the first mimer is kona, kinyan gamer, so that the second mimer is nothing in such a scenario. Okay, let's see Rashi. Yahaki Garcina and Yesh Maimar Achar Maimar, there is Maimar Achar Maimar, Bishne Yavami Yavama Achas, with the two men, two brothers, they call Chad Vechad, Tikni Le Rabban and Maimar Ba. That here, the Chachamim Rekon, that each one has a Maimar. So the first one has a Maimar, and then the second brother has a Maimar, each one has a Maimar. But, Ein Maimar Achar Maimar, Bishne Yavama Yavama Achas, that's concerned, that's why we're bringing this, right, when you have one Yavam, they call Koach Shetik to Chachamim a Mimer, kind of a Mimer Rishon. When he did the first Mimer, and when he did the Mimer on the first Yavama, so that's Kona, everything right there. And therefore, when he does it also now to the second woman, it's meaningless because everything was Kona Kinyan Gamer on the first one, and that's why we brought Rabbi Nazar. Now, Lashon Mori says Lishna Chrina, now he brings another Lishna, which he doesn't like, but he says it and he explains it. And that is the opposite, Gerson. In the Haki Garcina, that Ein Mimer Achar Mimer. What we had first there, Yesh Mimer. Here, Ein, when is Ein Mimer Achar Mimer? That's the case with two Yavamin, with the two men, and Yavama Achas, and the one woman. The Dumya, the Kedushin Bialma, Tiknu Rabbanan Mimer, according to this Gerson. Because when the Rabbanan were Mesakein Mimer, they made it just like Kedushin. The Ein Kedushin, Achar Kedushin, Bisha Achas. And it's like if two men, one man's Mekadosher and then the other man's Mekadosher, second Kedushin's nothing. You can't Mekadosh twice. So too by Mimer, they were Mesakin in it the same way. They're just like the Mekadosh, the second one's nothing. Also, Mimer Achar Mimer, the second Kedushin on this woman's nothing. But V'yesh Mimer Achar Mimer, when is there Mimer Achar Mimer? B'shtei Yavamos V'yavamachad, when with one man and the two Yavamos. The Ha Tarvayu Kamid Ramin, because both of the women fall to him. And then the Kol Chada Isla Koach Yavamim. So therefore, to each woman is Koach of Yibum, to each individual woman. The Lo Koach Bia Yahave Rabbanan Lamaimer. Because the Rabbanan did not give Maimer, the Koach of Mamish Bia, that Lamikne Legamre. the gears of the Bach is a lemifka zika lechaverta ad kedei kach, that it takes away the zika. The other one is almost like yibum. That the bia who did the patra. It's only bia can patra the other or the other yavama. The bia on one of the yavama, the other yavama is finishing. It's out of the picture. That's only by bia, but not by maimer. And therefore, there is maimer achar maimer according to that girsa. Velashin Risha Nikr says Rashi de la Kaman Muchacha Milsa Vipirkin. Because we see later on the parak, like the first Lishna. Okay? And now the last one, we have Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah, where do we see that he holds that that's Kone Kinyan Gamor? Ditnan, we see from our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Achas Bila, Veachas Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Beemtza, Bein Besof, Ein Acharea Klum. Okay, Rabbi Nechemiah said it was the end of our Mishnah, if you remember. Rabbi Nechemiah said, wherever Bia is, whether it was the first thing, whether it was in the middle, it came after Get, let's say, or where it was the third thing, two things came before him, as a Mimer or Get, and then Bia, it was the, no matter when Bia is in the picture, first, second, third, it's always Kone Kinyan Gamur, okay, and there's nothing after that. Okay, so what is that Nogeta us? We're not talking about Bia here, we're talking about Mimer. Ah, so says the Gemara, v'habia psula de kemaimer shavi rabbanan. That's connected to us over here is because when B is first, fine, that's regular Yibun, anything after that is nothing. Okay. But if B is second, let's say after Get, let's say you gave a Get to the first one and B to the second one. So that's called Bia psula, right? Because it was already, because it was a Get before, for example. So rabbanan looked at Bia psula as the same level as Mimer. Okay, and then what did we say? Said Rabbi Nechemiah. So even though it only has a level of Mimer, there would be a Psula, still, after that ain't Klum. Because we said wherever Bia is, after that's nothing. So even if it came after, we have to be after to get, and it's Bia Psula, still ain't Acharav Klum. And therefore we see that it's if Bia Psula is a din of Mimer, so here we see that ain't after, that it's Kinlu Konyan Kikin. Kone Kinyan Gamor, and then after that is nothing. I'm sorry?
The second one is the
Achot Kusha Sof. No, there's no Achayot here. No, it's not. What do you mean? With the, it's a Tsaris. It's talking about Tsaris. They're not Achos, they're Tsaris. Uktani in Acharei Klum. Okay. So let's see. The Rashi explains that a little bit. V'habzi apsula kemaimer shavi rabbanan. So since let's say the bia came after a get, for example, in the case where bia was second, so it has the din of maimer, right? And how delo nafkamine beget the ka bai nami chalitza lizikaso. Right, and normally, in a regular case, you know, once there's a bia, then if you want to release the woman, what do? You just give her a get, and that's that. But that's not the case over here, right? With bia psula, you can't just give her a get. You know, if you had, let's say, the first was get, and then bia, you can't just release the one, now you did bia with just a get. You need to have also chalitza. So that's like mimer. Mimer is the same thing, right? If you did mimer on her, you can't just give her a get, whatever. You have to give her a get and chalitza. So we see that bia psula is the same din as maimer, and yet we see over here that after the bia ain acharav klum, even if after bia psula, which is the din of maimer, so therefore we see that maimer is kone kinyan gamer kone ram nechemiel.
Granted that bia of a 9-year-old is a bia.
Now we're not talking about that anymore, right? You're going back. This isn't that.
No, I understand the comparison of maimer with bia.
In which case? Now this
in
is
case.
Oh, in general, okay.
Because minor requires das, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And 9-year-old is not a bar das.
That. So you're only talking about that case first of all. Now we're going back because now we're not talking about that. I mean, the Chemia is not talking about 9-year-old. No, we're regular case.
Because there's been a threat throughout this whole thing.
What? No, why? We're not talking about 9. We're not a regular Gedolim everywhere. Just only that one case was Rabbi Shimon over there with the 9-year-old.
Oh.
There's that one specific case over there. So how was it? How? Right. So, right. But the mice, because he this is comparing it with the mice, like you said, the Mesa Sal Yado. Right? So.
Yeah, but not
him. Right, she, right. But still, so we see there's Hashivas to his act. So that's going to cock that, you know, that she gets killed. That makes us basically. So, Okay, let's just do a little more. Last line on the Menola from a base. So now we're going back to the way back to the Mishnah. Okay, again. And so the Mishnah started out, if you remember, with Rav Machlokes, Rav Gamliel, Chachamim, and it said, talked about whether it's get achar get or maimer achar maimer, etc. So Gemara asks, a little bit strange, the Mishnah set up. Why? Hai get achar getu? Right. In other words, we started off the get achar get, and then it says ketzad, and then it gives an example. But the example is not talking about get achar get. The ketzad, and then the example given is talking about the get and mimer. So it doesn't flow. We're talking about get achar get. And it says ketzad, and here's the case. And then we bring with get and mimer, not get achar get. So that's the Gemara's question. Says the Rashi, hi get achar get who beat me. V'chi zeu get achar get, that we're giving example, ketza, diktani reisha, v'chachamim omrim, yesh geta, etc. And Rabbi Shimon said, ain, etc. Right, mefarsh ketza, and then we're mefarsh, okay, and what is it? Ketza, asar maimer, etc. The hainu get achar maimer. So the example we gave, the ketza, doesn't fit what we're talking about. So there says, Amar Yehuda, hachi kamar, this is how you have to read it. Get achar get, u maimer achar maimer, that's kida amran. Meaning, it's a little bit funny thing. We say that the Mishnah is relying on the Braisa. Funny thing. It's like the get achar, that's kedam run. Meaning the Mishnah says, I'm not going to explain this because there's a Braisa that explains this. And that's the Braisa we saw before on, was it Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, right? It's a Tanur Rabbanan, and it gave the get achar get, what's the ketzah, and gave the get that whole explanation of it we saw. Right, so that Braisa. So Kilu, the Mishnah is relying on that Braisa, you to look up the Braisa. Right? Kedamran. Like the Braisa. And then it continues after that with the one Yavam, one Yavama, that he does, okay, let's continue Gemara. Yavam Echad, Yavam Echad, Ketzad, Hataratan, how does she mutter to the Shuk? Then Asa Maimer, Yavam Tuf, he did Maimer, Venasan again, and he never gets, she also Chalitz, etc., as it goes on. Okay, so that's the it's kedamran, like Rashi said, but Braisa deleel ketzad amaram gamli etc. ubemasnisin lo pirish. So it's not in the Mishnah. We have to go to the Braisa for that. That's the Mishnah's saying here. Look up the Braisa, and now I'll give you some other cases. That's how you have to read it. Okay, shkayach. Right. There's some not is no das. Right. Maybe he doesn't, but they we're talking about here bia. And the bia, we said, right, and bia is right. Something. Okay. So they're putting, it has the level, they're putting it in the level of as if there was mimer. There's mimer over here. It's they looked at it like mimer. That after that is nothing, as if it was kona. Okay, but it's not
like an equal act in the outcome.
In the outcome, right?
Yeah, that's what I understand. How can it be an equal act?
It isn't. No. Well, if it's derisive, right? If derisive, that's not. It can't be, right? But it's only the rabbanon, so they're misucking it to be like that. They said, "That's not what we want you to look at that. Not that it isn't. Let's say it isn't a good act, really. But it's not derisive. I'm talking about the rabbanon, so they can say what they want." So to say. So that's how they said how we wanted us to look at it. If it had that certain koach, as if there was a mimer with das over here, normal with a gadol. Well, that's how we were looking at it. And then after that is not. After that, not. That's how they. Thanks.